This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Last night I did mention that people are now eating their pets in Venezuela. What? We didn't get to the story here from TheDailyBeast.com, Caracas, in a country that was...
Is that what they're eating?
A carcass?
The Daily Beast?
Are they eating it every day? A Daily Beast? Is that what they're eating? A Daily
Beast?
That is
funny. Caracas, in a country that was once rich, but where people are beginning to starve, few animals are safe. One morning in August at the Metropolitan Zoo in the torrid city of Maracaibo, workers were shocked to find the bones of a buffalo and some wild pigs inside their cages with clear signs of mutilation. Thieves allegedly stole the meat to eat what they could, then sell the rest on the local market. In West Caracas at the zoo of the Caracal district, the same sort of thing happened. Watchmen found the bones and offal of a black horse inside its enclosure. Apparently the perpetrators...
Offal? How do you say offal?
O-F-F-A-L? Yeah. I've never seen that word before. I don't know what it
is. It's the guts.
Oh. And apparently the perpetrators took only the edible parts of the animal. Venezuela's increasingly authoritarian president, Nicolas Maduro, knows people are going hungry in his country, but he doesn't know what to do about it. He keeps announcing new stopgap measures, but his words don't carry a lot of nutritional weight. And as we heard, one of the things the government is doing is bringing in, like, they're paying for food to be brought into the country. But, of course, whenever you put the government in charge of something, it inevitably is going to mismanage it. And in the case of food, well, mismanaging food means spoilage. So you leave the food out too long, and, you know, if it's a pallet full of meat or something like that, they leave it sitting there while they have to get all their government paperwork done or, you know, jump through whatever bureaucratic hoops need to be jumped through. And before you know it, you've got rotting meat and you've wasted all that time, all that effort and all that money. I'm not speculating. This is from a story that we'd told in the past within the last year of the government food program there. So the, of course, answer is if you want to have people be fed in your country, you step the hell out of the way, and you let the marketplace take care of this stuff instead of trying to regulate and micromanage every aspect.
It would probably start happening overnight, too. It would be like one of those things where it's like, immediate solutions. And then like 6 months later, it'd be like, everything's just recovered.
Right. Food would be on the shelves at the grocery store, and people would be able to buy products out in the open rather than having to skulk around in the black market to get the things that they want to buy, which is the way things are in Venezuela right now. If you're feeding yourself, you're probably not doing it by waiting in lines for 8 hours a day at the official grocery stores where you get one product or whatever it is they happen to have for that day, whatever arbitrary selection that they've made. That...
Yeah, but Maduro's looking out for the poor people in Venezuela.
No, he's not.
He's making sure that everybody's just as poor as they are.
There you go. Except for him. He's doing all right.
He looks like he's
eating well. One of the latest programs was called the so-called Plan Conejo, the rabbit plan. A failed attempt to start rabbit farms all over the capital in order to substitute the proteins that come from unaffordable chicken and even more unaffordable beef.
Chicken. I believe you can get chicken
in Venezuela too. Yeah.
On sale in the United States. Last I saw, you can still sort of stock up. Granted, you probably need a freezer to do this, but you can stock 49 cents a pound. That's what unaffordable chicken is like. A person working minimum wage in this country can buy seven. I'm doing the math wrong. 15 pounds of chicken with 1 hour's labor.
Yep. Well, we also have not a true free market, but a more free market, a less encumbered marketplace than Venezuela. And so that
chicken
competition
subsidized in this country. That's a fair statement. Yep.
But competition is going to drive prices down.
Yep.
Supply, if supply is high, you know, prices are going to go down. In the case of Venezuela, supply is very, very low. So if you can find some chicken, I imagine you're going to pay through the nose for it.
Yeah,
in
if
that
your
case.
Neighbors haven't stolen all your chickens already.
Right, so, quote, we want people to stop seeing these rabbits as pets and start seeing them as what they really are, 2 kilograms of meat full of protein, declared Minister of Urban Agriculture Freddie Bernal. But instead, Venezuelans traditionally do see rabbits as pets and not food, so in areas where the government brought rabbits to start farms, people started adopting them, giving them funny nicknames, and even embellishing their long ears with colorful bows. No question of eating the little deers after that. Natalie, whose life is a daily grind, says what we really need is a solution, not those crazy measures the government is inventing. She says it's a tough time finding food just to feed herself and her children. Every Saturday, Natalie wakes up earlier than the average Venezuelan. She dresses in a hurry, and whenever she can, she feeds something to her sons and daughters and tells them to wait patiently for her return. The kids, already used to this routine, wave from the improvised front door of their shanty, then look forward anxiously to what she might bring back. She then takes her four-wheel drive car, then a bus, then a train from Antimano to Municipal Coche Market in South Caracas, where for the last 3.5 months she's made her pilgrimage to dig through the garbage left by the vendors, trying to find a half-rotted vegetable, a piece of fruit, or, if luck is on her side, chicken skin to take back home and feed to her children. Can you imagine?
No.
Taking all of that time and effort to just go and pour over somebody else's garbage to get in your car at whatever cost that gasoline happens to be and whatever cost the time happens to be of getting all through these, you know, car ride, train ride, bus ride, just to go and paw through some garbage. Things weren't always this difficult for Natalie and her family. 5 years ago in Venezuela, the charismatic commander Hugo Chavez, president and leader of the so-called socialist revolution of the 21st century, distributed widely the abundant resources revenues produced by the Venezuela oil production. With the prices of the barrel of oil hovering around $100 back then, no Venezuelan could have predicted the hard times yet to come. That was when, together with her husband and 5 kids, Natalie decided to move to the capital, looking for some of those riches the socialist leader spread among the poorest. But when he died in 2013, gosh, it was only 2013? I feel like he died before that. But anyway,
that sounds about right.
Things took an unexpected and, for her, very unfortunate turn. I'll tell you more of her story coming up. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Now, the price of oil frequently gets a lot of the blame in these stories about Venezuela. We've been sharing a lot of this.
Right, the price of oil is down, so everybody's starving in Venezuela.
Right.
No. Venezuela has socialism. They're proud of their socialism. They've advertised their socialism for decades now, and that's why they're starving, because they have a poorly thought out and demonstrably, provably bad system for redistributing wealth and goods.
Right, because the price of oil is down globally. And are the people in Saudi Arabia starving?
Some. Some are in pretty bad shape. I mean, the ones that are trucked in to build their silly mosques and stuff.
Yeah.
Buildings? Yeah.
I suspect it's not nearly as bad as in Venezuela,
nope,
where
no,
the inflation is at such a double-digit rate constantly, maybe even more than double digits at this point, but where the inflation is so bad that, you know, the money that you pay for a sandwich this week, you may have to pay twice as much for the same sandwich next week. And that and their official forced exchange rate are some of the things that are really screwing up the economy over there. Because, again, prices go down on, you know, in the oil market. Well, most of the countries that are manufacturing oil, they're still doing all right because they don't have this socialist system. When the arrival of Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's situation deteriorated quickly. Out of control inflation and severe food shortages led to 120 days of protests and general unrest in the nation. That was mostly this year, earlier, I think it was
the protests
late
aren't still going on? People aren't, like, whipping Molotov cocktails at the cops anymore?
I don't know what the status is in the streets, Mark. I haven't seen anything.
You know, an interesting thought just occurred to me is that, you know, what didn't there occur to be some stories that Bitcoin was starting to take off in Venezuela because of this?
The miners are doing very well if they don't get caught by the secret police.
Right.
So the secret police will be investigating you if you know, they see you using too much power.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might wonder, sort of like in the United States, where the police will look at power for drug growth operations or marijuana growing operations. They do the same thing in Venezuela, but they're looking for Bitcoin vending.
But it's just interesting to me to think that these transaction fees that have been going up on the network, that could be, you know, seriously affecting some of these Venezuelans. extremely negatively. I mean, that, you know, a transaction fee could be several meals.
No, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, I wouldn't think the Venezuelans are using Bitcoin in any meaningful way besides to just simply mine it to cash out on that.
Right.
We're coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks, too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it, and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside, too. I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Batsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username, should you wish to join us there, is lrn.fm. You can call us about anything you want. We're talking about the situation in Venezuela again, this time people eating pets, people eating farm, not farm animals, but zoo animals, just going in and butchering them right there in the zoo and just taking away, you know, whatever it is that, whatever parts they could possibly either eat or sell on the black marketplace. And that's because people are desperate. They are hungry. Some people probably close to starving over there, as the socialist government structure has absolutely ruined the economy and has resulted in all of this. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming up, we're also going to go with more international news. Mark, you're going to tell us about some surgery options that are being taken off the table in the United Kingdom. We'll get to that story coming up here. And again, our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about a lady in Venezuela. She is a mother. Her name is, I don't know where they actually gave her full name, Natalie. They may not have given her full name. But anyway, Ms. Natalie, she wakes up earlier than the average Venezuela and then Venezuelan, then drives. It takes a car, then a bus, then a train, so I don't think she's driving, but she takes a car, bus, then train, just to go down to a marketplace in Caracas pretty much every single day, where she looks through a bunch of garbage with the hope of finding some scraps that she can bring back to her family. They talk about how Nicolas Maduro, the president, replaced Hugo Chavez, and things got even worse after that. It says here, this is from thedailybeast.com, it was in this atmosphere of chaos and uncertainty precisely that Natalie's family was about to receive a new member and lose an old one. She was pregnant again. Her husband, an unemployed builder, could not withstand the pressure of feeding six kids, so he decided to abandon them. Now, with six kids and unable to work, Natalie had to make what she recalls was her hardest choice ever, to send her older son to work at the landfill in West Caracas. She says, "This is something that breaks my soul. I want my boy to go to school, to have a different future, but I cannot afford it. How can I buy a notebook? The oldest, he's a good kid. He helps me a lot. It's very painful to send him to dig in the garbage just to be able to eat." Sadly, this story's not unusual in today's Venezuela. The high inflation rates and food shortages that followed Chavez's death have made many basic products unaffordable for 80% of the nation that has been plunged into poverty. In the capital, it's common to bump into individuals and even families that, like Natalie's, live on garbage. Around Sabana Grande Boulevard, many families with kids watch avidly over the piles of garbage outside of restaurants, waiting for the leftovers. Some of these families are not homeless, and some even have jobs, but their incomes aren't enough to eat.
Who's eating at these restaurants?
I don't know. There's obviously still some rich people left around, right? Or maybe tourists.
And food is getting distributed to them, interestingly, I guess.
Yeah.
When the money's so devalued, how is one rich, right? So if you can't save and be rich in Venezuela, does that make sense?
I see what you're saying.
Because if you had a million bolivars or whatever,
there's probably people with investments outside of the country, would be my guess.
And then they just get money sent in somehow, even though foreign money is illegal in Venezuela right now?
No, it's not illegal. I don't think it's illegal to have the U.S. dollar.
Then they take the exchange rate of 10 bolivars or, you know, the artificial exchange rate that the banks give?
Well, I would guess they're getting black market exchange, where you can get, like, last time I looked, 44,000 bolivars.
So they're getting money from outside of the country, doing a black market exchange, and then patronizing the restaurants.
That's my guess.
Okay.
For whatever restaurants are still in business. I'd be fascinated to hear from somebody that's actually in Venezuela.
I'm fascinated to know why they don't leave.
It's probably easier said than done. I mean, the borders aren't exactly wide open.
People are smuggling gas across the border, across the border.
And there are people who are leaving. I mean, we've read stories about people crossing over into Colombia, for instance, with or without permission, just doing what they can to get over there.
Yeah.
There was that one time when Maduro actually opened the border to allow people specifically to go shopping. So, you know, in a tacit admission that Venezuela has failed at this. He let tens of thousands of people, like 100,000 people in one day, crossed a couple of different bridges over to Colombia, where they went to the nearby towns next to the border, and they actually just everybody went shopping with what they could, you know, scrounge together. And so it was a very good day for the Colombian sellers and vendors there. right next to a dumpster outside of a shopping mall. Four families wait in the afternoon for the moment when the restaurant owners take out the leftovers. Three mothers, seven kids, and 28-year-old Luis Miguel, the only man, eagerly search the container every day, hoping to find something good to eat or to sell. When Luis Miguel talks, you can see the shame his condition causes him, but at the same time, the stoicism he has assumed in his determination to feed his children. He says, quote, I used to work in the Metro Cable in San Agustin, which is a cable car service. With my salary, he says, I was able to buy enough food for my family, and I even dreamed about building a proper house for us. But then, it seems like things went crazy. I got fired, and the little money I earned doing small jobs wasn't enough to feed my family, so I started doing this. He says, in the beginning, it was just 2 days a week, but lately things have gotten so rough that I decided to stay here the whole time. It's his job to sit outside of a dumpster all day long so he can get some food for his family. That's his job. That's his life. But I don't imagine there's a lot of places hiring.
Yeah, this is what an efficiency in a marketplace looks like.
He says that things have gotten so bad, I decided to stay here the whole time. If I move, someone else will take over my spot. I've even seen people fighting with knives for a spot at a dumpster like mine. At least here, I can find something to feed my children, unquote. According to a recent study by Caritas, a Catholic NGO that helps the poorest sectors of society, 5 to 6 children die in Venezuela from malnutrition every day. And the toll may reach as high as 280,000 in the coming years if these trends continue. Meanwhile, the Secretary of the Union of Workers in Zoos and National Parks says the situation in the zoos is far worse than the headlines have suggested. It's not just a question of animals being eaten. It's the question of whether the animals themselves will be able to eat at all. Because if you can't feed the people,
how can you possibly feed the zoo animals?
Yeah. Some animals are dying
They should be selling the zoo animals off to other zoos.
From malnutrition, and others are dying because of the lack of medicines for the treatments that they require, which is also true of human beings, by the way. The country is seriously dry on medication. You basically, if you get you know, some sort of an infection, well, good luck even finding soap to clean out, you know, whatever, right. Whatever it was. So it's bad. The most emblematic case, Ruperta the elephant. She's one of the oldest animals at the Zoo of Caracal. But here, or her emeritus status could not prevent her from suffering the negative impact of the economic crisis. Much like Natalie and Luis Miguel and their families, and indeed, like most Venezuelans, Ruperta the elephant is going hungry.
But you clearly, this is capitalism. This is their worship of money. And, you know, that the fact that they were reliant on oil and the other capitalists around the world, you know, giving them money, and they're just greedy. Just greedy capitalists.
Unfortunately, this is a tragic situation. That's the story from thedailybeast.com. You're being facetious with your comments there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's sad that hopefully some people can look at this situation and learn from it that socialism doesn't work. But, of course, the true believers in socialism will simply say that, well, they just did it wrong. They should have done it my way. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may dial toll-free number here, 855-453 Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, at Skype username lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything you want. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about Dash. We had a pretty good day here in Keene. We did our Bitcoin cryptocurrency meetup, as we do about every 8 days in Keene, New Hampshire, which is the number one most Bitcoin accepting city, I think, per capita, or at least one of the top ones. So I think Portsmouth in New Hampshire is challenging us, and they may actually have it by a slight amount, but Keene and Portsmouth, New Hampshire, are the two dominant cities as far as Bitcoin accepting businesses per capita. But the thing is, it's getting harder and harder to justify actually spending Bitcoin, given that the Bitcoin fees are somewhere in the range of like $3 to $5 typically now.
Yeah, on, I paid $4, was it this morning?
On your median transaction size.
Bitcoin in New Hampshire from coast to coast?
I hear that this may be a software problem that's present in wallets more than it is sort of a
No, it's a problem with the network being full. So the Bitcoin network is full of transactions at the moment, and you can speculate on why that is. Some people believe that there's a spamming operation going on, that somebody's trying to drive up these costs for some reason. But either way, the network's full, and the only way you can get your transaction through is if it competes with the fees of everybody else. But Dash isn't suffering from that problem. Dash fees are very, very low compared to Bitcoin. We're talking about a cent or two typically in a Dash transaction, maybe even less in some cases. And so if you're looking for like an actual digital cash like Bitcoin used to be, it is not and may not be in the foreseeable future, Dash has it, and they've got it right now. You can go to Dash.org to learn more about it. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help you manage your own wealth. It is fast. It can be also private if you want, and it's easy. Most importantly, you can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for pennies on the dollar. The fees are very low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. And I say it was a good day for Dash today because we actually had our crypto meetup at a place that now accepts Dash in addition to accepting Bitcoin. And given the choice, I'm not spending Bitcoin because it's too expensive to spend it. I spent Dash. Mark, you spent Dash. Daryl spent Dash today. I would say the majority of people who bought from this vendor today, the local barbecue place here in town, spent Dash at the meetup rather than Bitcoin.
I'm getting ready to launch a business that accepts Dash.
Excellent. We won't say any more about what that is, but you'll tell us more when that time is right.
Very, very soon.
I think some of our listeners will be very excited about that, too. So Dash.org, learn more there. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky. You're on Skype. Hello, Ricky. Ricky going once. Ricky in Pennsylvania going twice. Maybe there's some sort of microphone issue there. We're going to try Scott in Massachusetts instead. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Johnson. How are you?
What's on your mind, Scott? This is Scott the Bigot, by the way.
Today's a historic day. There was no advertisement about it at all. The 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution. I'm shocked that there wasn't.
I saw that somewhere, so there was something about it. Go ahead.
But anyway, there's strong parallels between what's going on, very ominous ones, between what happened 100 years ago today and today.
Didn't you call about this last week?
Well, but it's so important that I want to reiterate to your listeners. Is that all right?
Well, no, I really prefer you.
If you make a new call about the same exact thing.
I'll change the subject if that's what you want.
Yeah.
I'll change the subject. Let's talk about this massacre that went on.
The shooting in the church.
The shooting was a massacre.
Yeah.
And what this massacre shows is that there is a symbolic of a race war going on between black and white, a civil war going on between conservatives and liberals, communists and
wait a minute, wasn't this a white guy killing mostly white people in the church?
That's right. That's right. But even
so, how is that a race war?
Because he was guilty.
You've got all kinds of Antifa. I'm referring to Antifa in Charlottesville.
The
Antifa and neo-Nazis and Klansmen. There's going to be further clashes between this. And what's going on is that in large part, George Soros is financing a lot of this between the Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, the
what does all that have to do with the church shooting? I mean, you're going off on George Soros, as you tend to do, but what does that have to do with this nut job who shot up a church and, like, murdered 26 people?
What's going on in America. There's a war going on in America.
No, there's not.
There's a war going on, and
just because Rand Paul got beat up by his angry neighbor doesn't mean there's a war going on in America.
There's a war on for your mind.
There's going to be a civil war in this country. There's going to be.
How will you know it when you see it?
It's primarily being launched by Jewish communists.
How will you know if it's a civil war when you see it? Because just because you're sitting out there saying you believe there's a war happening, you know, normally there has to be bullets flying and, you know, some sort of evidence of that war.
There will be. All of these mass shootings.
A mass shooting is not a war.
No, but eventually
that's just
somebody's going to pay money.
War is when psychopaths organize soldiers typically to go and do their bidding for them. A lone nut psychopath going on his own volition to do some sort of violent act, that's not war, and it's not evidence of a war.
So are you trying to say that you believe that this shooter, like, he just was, like, flipping through the protocols of the Elders of Zion and then was like, I'm going to go show up my local Christian church because it makes sense?
I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is that it's going to lead. This is not the end by any means. This is going to be the future of this country. There's going to be one massacre after another massacre after another.
Yeah, and it's been happening throughout time.
I'm going to be very happy when I see America.
That's not
ground.
A war, dude.
Yeah.
That's not a war. Unless there's some sort of coordination between the psychopaths, you don't have a war. You just have random acts of violence.
Well, then there'll be massive random acts of violence until eventually something ignites. And maybe the Zionist occupied government
this
will
be This is what
you down.
Want to happen, right? Is this your fantasy?
My fantasy is this, Ian. You ask me a question, I'll give you an answer. I want to see the United States government destroyed. I want to see it laid to waste. It's evil. It's run by Jews. It's a Zionist-occupied government.
Well, you are also evil because you hate people based on their, you know, their belief systems.
Is there a government that's not run by Jews?
Johnson had it right on the nose that the protocol to learn it elders of Zion is not a hoax. It's authentic, and it figures into this. This is going to be the future of America when the Jews destroy America, make it a communist nation. And that's what's exactly happening in the United States today. But the stupid...
Right, so every Christian who votes for communism, they're just a puppet of the Jews, right? All those Christians.
Again?
Every Christian who's... You know, because the Jewish people are not the majority of the Congress. So every communist program that Congress puts together, you're just saying they're all a bunch of dupes and they've been
they're
being manipulated ever-intelligent Jewish
Adam
people.
Look at the names if you don't believe me.
I don't want to.
Diane
Thanks for the call tonight.
Adam Schindler. I like how he said Adam Schindler.
I didn't even hear him say it. Just throwing out a bunch of names.
Just
as though I'm supposed to be impressed.
Different Jewish names together into one mush.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Go ahead.
Oh.
I was just trying to ask him if he believed that, because I don't believe the government's run by Jews, so therefore I want to know if he believes that every government is run by Jews or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
It would have been a good question had he actually...
Clearly no one's able to resist the lizard alien mind control powers that these Jews have.
Their
alien abilities to control decent white Christian folk.
Now, and how many people out there don't know that you're doing an impression of Alex Jones and actually think that you think the things that you're saying right now?
Who knows? I've given up at this point. Yeah. I'm caring.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Since he brought it up, though, I do have a story about the shooting and how it ended up being stopped, because it wasn't the police that stopped the shooter. It's Free Talk.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you on the radio here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever claptrap you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, ridiculous conspiracy theory, anything goes here on Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
As we continue, I do want you to still know about Bitcoin.com. Even though Bitcoin is in serious hurt right now, it is, in my opinion, pretty seriously broken. I mean, you look at the price, you wouldn't think it is. You'd think it's everything's great. Hey, $7,000 per Bitcoin, that's pretty awesome. And it is. I mean, no doubt about it, but it's not useful.
I wonder what comparable, if there's like a substance that Bitcoin's comparable to now. I mean, before you could say, oh, Bitcoin's still not as valuable as gold, you know, per ounce.
It's more valuable than gold.
Well,
but,
yeah, clearly
but
now.
I think you can compare it to gold in that it's now hard to spend like gold is hard to spend.
But I wonder if there's another substance, like, you know, that Bitcoin is now at parity with, like, plutonium? Like, what?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, like, is there a substance that's right around, you know, $8,000 or whatever?
Per ounce,
you know?
Yeah, at what arbitrary weight of plutonium do you select?
Right. Well, it's ounce for everything else that you would sell.
Sure, but one model. Bitcoin is just this arbitrary thing, right?
Like, right. But it's always generally compared to an ounce of a metal.
It has been. That's true.
Troy ounce.
Yeah, Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn more about Bitcoin. And stay tuned to the news over at news.bitcoin.com. I mean, we talk about cryptocurrencies on Free Talk Live often enough, so you can certainly get the basics from us. But if you really want to learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com is a great place to go and get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies over at news.bitcoin.com. We're getting closer and closer now to the upcoming hard fork of Bitcoin that's going to happen next week. And there's all kinds of predictions about what might actually transpire, but I don't think anybody knows. Although there has been a hard fork previously, actually there have been two of them, this is going to be the most contentious of all of them. So you want to get the latest news about Bitcoin, go to news.bitcoin.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE.
I saw something preliminary here that plutonium is about, 4,400 per to 4,400 to 5,600 dollars per gram.
Okay.
So that's a lot of money.
There's a lot of grams in an ounce.
Yeah, there is.
All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and we can talk to you about anything that's on your mind. But I said I've got a story about the Texas shooting. The story's from TheBlaze.com. If it weren't for a good guy with a gun, more lives could have been lost on Sunday when a gunman opened fire in a small church in Texas. According to law enforcement officials, local Sutherland Springs, Texas resident confronted 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly after he opened fire on parishioners in the town's First Baptist Church. CNN reported that when Kelly opened fire on the church with a semi-automatic AR-15 rifle, a local resident grabbed his own rifle and engaged Kelly.
Also an AR, from what I understand.
Causing him to stop firing on the church, get into a vehicle, and run. From there, a chase ensued, and Kelly ended up dead. It wasn't clear at the time of this writing, and I don't know if it's been cleared up since then, if it was the resident who shot Kelly or if he died from a self-inflicted gunshot.
As I understand it, it was the resident.
The resident who engaged Kelly ran into a man's truck to chase him. That man, Johnny Langendorf, told his story to a local news station. He told KSAT-TV that he saw the unnamed resident engaging in fire with Kelly. That's when the resident ran to his truck, and they began chasing Kelly. All the while, they were communicating with dispatchers. Langendorf said the chase reached speeds of up to 95 miles an hour before Kelly lost control of his vehicle and crashed. Langendorf said the unnamed resident then held Kelly at gunpoint. Sometime after the crash is when Kelly died, though it is not clear when. Quote, I was just trying to get him apprehended or whatever was needed to happen. I mean, it was just strictly acting on what was the right thing to do, he said at the time. So that's a little bit of good news. I mean, if there's any kind of silver lining in this story, it's the fact that somebody on their own volition did the right thing and stopped this massacre, you know, from getting worse than it already was. And it is already apparently the worst in Texas history.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people posting anti-gun stuff, you know, on Facebook again.
Of course.
Of course, it's, about less than 2 weeks after somebody runs a bunch of people over with a truck in New York.
Correct.
Of course, we're not going to think
and
about that.
Somebody also proposed getting rid of vehicles in New York City.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
But
somebody
most,
in a magazine
most gun control advocates aren't going to go so far as there shouldn't be any cars. But what's interesting is that
I bet you that soon, though, they'd probably start advocating that there shouldn't be any drivers in cars.
No, soon they will. I mean, honestly, a driver in a car soon is going to be a weapon of mass destruction compared to, the handful of deaths that will occur at the hands of driverless cars compared to the 30,000 that occur yearly, comparatively, which is far more than die from gun deaths.
Which I'm sure terrorists will figure out how to hack vehicles if necessary to, you know, drive them where they want them to go.
Indeed.
Or send them where they want them to go without drivers.
The difficulty with the United States and gun control is that, first, you have to get rid of that pesky Second Amendment, which just isn't going to be possible. So you live in a fantasy land. If getting rid of guns is important to you, there is a whole bunch of the globe that you can go to.
Pretty much every other country.
Some
right?
places safer, some places not. It's really across the board. Secondly, there are 600 million guns. That's one estimate that's out there. Mm-hmm. Some say more than 300 million, but very
one for each person.
Yeah, very few people will tell you that there are fewer than a gun for every person in America. So there are a lot of guns. How are you going to get rid of them? You can legislate against them, but you first have to change the hearts and minds of the gun lovers out there. Because those people have those things get buried in their backyards.
Yeah, they love guns.
They love them. And they believe that they keep them safer. Okay, so if you getting on Facebook and ranting and calling somebody stupid for their belief that a gun's going to keep them safe, not an effective communication tool.
Especially if the person has actually lived through a situation where the gun has kept them or their family members safe.
Right.
Has scared off a criminal.
How is that going to work? How are you going to convince a person that's managed to scare off a criminal, stop a crime with a gun? That's going to be very difficult.
Sure.
That doesn't happen because it's fictional.
That's right.
You don't actually ever stop crimes with your guns because you can't actually do it. It's not possible.
This is the rhetoric that goes on in the United States. Both sides make up, straw men and then throw them at each other. It just doesn't make any sense.
You're just delusional, you dumb redneck.
That's right. I'm a dumb redneck. And so, honestly, if you post pictures of your kids, post pictures of your meals, do something on Facebook besides rant about guns because you're bad at it. That's it.
If you want to join us here, you can rant about guns on our air, and that's totally fine. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So I just thought that was an interesting story to share, because there was some sort of suggestion of that news early on, but now it's crystal clear that it was actually an armed individual who interceded in this situation. And in a lot of places, the police will tell you not to do this stuff, right? They'll tell you, just call the police and hide. Well, if he had done that, then who knows how many other people this maniac would have been able to murder. The church apparently held about 50 people. Now, I don't know how full it was on this particular day, but it was full enough to have 26 victims, and I don't know if anyone else has passed. That was the number on Sunday. So at least 24+ people perished in this situation, and this guy, I saw the headlines today, was like literally going row to row checking for living people and like point blank executing children. I mean, this... Obviously, it's sick to do anything like this in the first place, but I mean, it's this sick. Guy was sicker than your average sicko. And so you had some hero nearby who was willing to put his own life and limb at risk and to jeopardy just to, you know, try to help these folks. And he did. So, you know, kudos to him. And hopefully, you know, Texas won't be bringing him up on some sort of criminal charges for careening through the streets, chasing this guy at 90 miles an hour. That would really be ridiculous. But it wouldn't surprise me, because some governments in some places would absolutely try to throw charges at somebody who, you know, oh, you didn't just cower and, you know, wait for the police to arrive. Well, we've got laws around here that
you
say,
killed that man. Yeah. You're going to need to go to jail.
That can happen.
It happens.
Yep.
My favorite was the shopkeeper that kept having his place burglarized, and he put up some kind of electric fence situation in the ceiling because he believed people were coming through. Somebody attempted to burglarize. They got electrocuted in the ceiling.
Really?
And the shopkeeper was sued for sort of wrongful death or something like that and charged criminally for, you know, preventing thefts that the cops weren't preventing.
Wow.
There's an organization of people out there that are supposed to stop crime, and when they fail to stop crime, and you show that they fail to stop crime, you go to jail.
The police aren't very good at stopping crime.
They're not supposed to.
I mean, they kind of clean up the mess afterwards and investigate.
They're just the janitorial crew for dead bodies.
There's more on the way. Well, not even that, Mark. Around here, one of our friends was the person that the police hired to be the janitorial crew. Mm-hmm. So they come in, take some pictures, and, you know, maybe pull some prints and do some investigating. But the actual cleanup is done by professionals who know how to clean up a body and blood and whatever else spills out of them. 855-450-FREE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.